Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 150, Hit a Home Run with Instagram. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated marketing associate, Lance Stratton. Hit a home run with Instagram. Brad Pitt has one. So does Kim Kardashian, and she has more than 3 million followers. Heck, even President Obama has one that includes about 1.2 million followers. In case you're wondering, we're talking about Instagram, and it's rapidly becoming a key player on many brands' social media team. Launched in 2010, Instagram was initially viewed as another photo-sharing platform, but it has proven to be a lot more. You can upload photos and videos, filter them to create great effects, comment on content, explore Instagram for content, share and connect with your favorite brands. And that is what attracted tweens and teens, Instagram's early adopters. The arrival of mom and dad, and even grandparents on Facebook, left younger audiences wanting some digital freedom, a social media platform to call their own. This young audience also found that Facebook was becoming too complex, and they wanted to return to basics. So, they turned to Instagram, which was simple to use, relatively adult-free, and fun. And one of the features that really made Instagram fun from the start was the ability to easily apply filters to photos to make them cool. Sepia tones, fun borders, and being able to make photos look like they were taken with an old-fashioned Polaroid camera, for example, were fantastically novel at the time. It was the novelty that appealed to younger audiences and encouraged Facebook to buy Instagram in 2012 for an enormous sum of $1 billion in cash and stock. Under Facebook, Instagram's audience has broadened but is still dominated by younger users. It is most popular with 18 to 29-year-olds who account for 37% of total Instagram usage. Only 18% of those in the 30 to 49 demographic and 6% in the 50 to 64 demographic use Instagram. The audience also skews towards women, who account for 68% of users, and urban, with 17% of U.S. adults in urban areas using Instagram, compared to 11% in suburban and rural areas. Overall, this youthful audience has made Instagram an attractive platform for many apparel, entertainment, and media brands. Research from Forrester also shows that Instagram leads Facebook and Twitter when it comes to consumer engagement. Not just by a little, but by a lot. And, according to the online magazine Digital Trends, Instagram is growing faster than Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest combined. For these reasons alone, you might want to give Instagram a second look. It's clearly emerging as a ringer on many companies' social media team. This podcast uncovers everything you need to know to get started. It explains the why and how to add Instagram to your social media lineup. It will also shed some light on the business value it may hold and provide examples of how other organizations found success. A great batting average. If you're curious about the history of Instagram, take time to read the historical timeline posted on its website. It's a fascinating story featuring bumps and hurdles before being acquired by Facebook in 2012. Facebook spent approximately $1 billion acquiring what was then a two-year-old company that had been downloaded 30 million times by iPhone users. When launched in 2010, Instagram was only available on the iPhone. Android users had to wait 2 years until April 2012 before they had access to Instagram. Instagram now has an estimated worth of $5 billion, a lift of 500% in just 3 years. And as of March 2014, it had around 200 million active users. And brands are taking notice. Energy drink giant Red Bull posted a snowboarding video in February 2014 on both Facebook and Instagram. The video got 2,600 total interactions on Facebook from its 43 million fans. On Instagram, the same video got over 36,000 likes from 1.2 million followers. To put it in perspective, consider that for every 1 million people who follow a brand on Twitter, about 0.3%, or 300 people, will engage through shares, likes, or comments. On Facebook, 1 million followers will produce about 0.7% engagement level, or 700 people. With Instagram, however, engagement is 4.2% or 42,000 per million followers. Using these numbers, Instagram is around 60 times more engaging than Facebook and 140 times more engaging than Twitter. And people are not just engaging more with this channel, but as you would expect, they are spending more time on it. A Forrester study found that Instagram users spend on average of 257 hours per month viewing their feeds, whereas Facebook users only spend an average of 170 hours viewing theirs. That's no small accomplishment, especially for a player that hasn't been in the game for long. Moreover, in 2013, Instagram grew by 23%, while parent company Facebook fell by 3%. And every day, more than 40 million photos are uploaded to Instagram, and every second, users like 8,500 of the filter-enhanced pictures and make 1,000 comments about them. There's been a shift in active users for the top 20 social platforms, and Instagram now outperforms every platform. It's had a 23% increase in usage, surpassing the second top performer, Reddit, by 10%. Meanwhile, big hitters like Facebook and YouTube actually show a decline in usage. The car, fast food, soft drink, and clothing sectors are the most represented on Instagram, with a 100% adoption rate, according to the Millward Brown 2013 Brand Z Index. The insurance sector, on the other hand, is the least represented at 30%. And, according to Totem's analytics, the top three brands on the platform are Nike, Starbucks, and the NBA. L2 reports that the top brands hitting average for Instagram is 6 images a week and 0.38 videos. So, right now, unsurprisingly, consumer-facing brands are stepping up to the plate with this social media platform because Instagram's batting average is breaking 350. That said, even great players have the slumps now and again, and superstitious rituals go into overdrive to break the downward spiral. Instagram is no exception. According to online marketer KissMetrics, there are 5 misconceptions about Instagram that have put this platform in the slumps a few times. Number 1, it only works to sell visual products. Number 2, it is only for big businesses. Number 3, it's all about posting your own photos and videos. Number 4, it's not possible to measure performance. And number 5, Instagram owns your photos. Let's discuss these misconceptions in detail. The first is that Instagram only works if you sell visual products. The truth is, any company, even if it doesn't sell products, can use this social media platform to promote its culture, employee goodwill, and celebrations. Most companies have traditions to celebrate events and holidays. Showing your team getting together in a non-work-related context gives followers a peek in what goes on across your organization. Secondly, Instagram is not just for big business. Many small companies use Instagram to their advantage with limited budgets to help create sales leads or attract new customers. Even small startups are on Instagram, such as the eyewear and sunglasses retailer Warby Parker, which is often cited as one of the textbook inspirations on how to use Instagram. As far as not being able to measure your results on Instagram, that's just not true. Although there is no built-in tool for measuring your performance, there are many software solutions. For example, Totem's Analytics, formerly known as Nitrogram, provides insights on hashtags and accounts, showing engagement rates and number of photos shared. Iconosquare, formerly Statogram, also provides data on the Instagram account. Simply Measured combines Instagram performance with other social media sites. And stay tuned, because Instagram's business tool suite is coming soon. Lastly, the biggest slump Instagram experienced related to the use and ownership of photos. Probably due to the copyright mini scandal a few years ago, some believe that Instagram owns photograph rights. Instagram has, however, updated its terms to clearly state that users own their own photos. Okay, we have looked at Instagram's story and reviewed its playing stats. So, let's get this game started. Begin by ensuring Instagram's demographics are the right fit for your organization and that you've considered strategically its placement within your overall social media strategy. Clearly outline the goals and outcomes you are seeking from your efforts, such as engagement metrics, sales conversions, or brand awareness. Take into account the platform's sustainability, Who is responsible for updates? How often will you post? When will your company report on its efforts? Once you've been thorough in your planning, it's time to step up to bat. Start by downloading the app to your iPhone or Android. It's free. All accounts, personal and business, are treated the same. So it's not like Facebook, for example, where you can have personal and business pages. Instagram can be accessed by any device online, but it is optimized for cell phones. For example, you can't upload pictures or videos directly to a desktop computer or a laptop. You have to use your phone or tablet. However, you can view accounts and change account information on your PC or Mac. During the initial setup, you will be invited to upload a profile picture and fill out some personal information. Your account is viewable by the public by default. You can decide to keep it private, but most brands will want to make their content available to as many people as possible. You can also decide to limit who sees an individual photo or video by using Instagram Direct and selecting which followers you want to see the post by ticking the box next to their name. After the initial setup, you are asked if you want to link to other social media platforms such as Facebook, Vine, Twitter, Tumblr, Flickr, and Foursquare. One word of caution here, linking your Facebook business page rather than your personal page can be a little complicated. First, you will need to link Instagram, using share settings, to the personal account attached to your brand page. Next, you will need to click on the Facebook wall default button, grant Instagram access to Facebook, and select your Facebook business page. And just a note of caution, Android phones seem to have a real problem when trying to connect Instagram to Facebook, which can take a bit of trial and error to resolve. Overall, it is always a good idea to link your social media channels when possible, to help potential customers find you in their preferred channels and to make content sharing easier. However, that does not mean that you should just auto-post or have your posts automatically added to all your social media platforms. It is better to customize your content to get the maximum benefit from each of your social team members. The next step is to set up notifications. This ensures you are notified when someone posts a photo you are tagged in or makes a comment on your photos. You can even choose to be notified if someone likes your photo or mentions you in another photo. This is a great source of brand feedback, showing exactly what potential customers think of you. Finally, the last step is to swing. Get creative and aim for the fence because Instagram can be used for more than posting pictures or videos. Special campaigns and photo contests are just two examples of how you add a twist to your content. Instagram contests, for example, give followers an incentive to share content and allow brands to reuse it. Other ways to use Instagram include asking customers to post pictures using your product or service, like wearing earrings or taking your product on a picnic. Each time you upload a photo or video, you can also decide which of the other social networks you have linked to your account get to see it. And Instagram users can find your content through Instagram Explore, which will present content people you follow like, as well as other content Instagram thinks may be of interest to you. All in all, Instagram is fairly straightforward and easy to use. But if you're still confused about how it works and what it can do, check out the Beginner's Guide to Instagram created by Mashable. You can also use four content rules of thumb and tactics. Number one, be fresh. Content should be fresh and meaningful to be successful on this platform. You should avoid reposting images and videos that are found elsewhere. Number two, be consistent and visible. Make sure your Instagram account is named logically and easy to find. Posting consistently keeps and attracts followers and is much more effective. You'll attract more followers quickly. You should also follow your feed regularly to see how pictures are performing or what is grabbing the attention of customers. Be spontaneous. Don't schedule automatic postings. Share momentary emotion, laughter, and care. You want to give the impression you're posting real-time events and life, not just canned content and marketed photos. Number three, hashtag it. Hashtags, words, or phrases with the number symbol at the start are incredibly popular among Instagram users. Similar to Twitter, hashtagging photos lets users outside of your primary connections find you. They help people search, find images, and add an image to current trends. Find the right hashtags for your content. Use the search functionality within the app to search which hashtags are more common and let that be a starting point. Some of the top hashtags on Instagram include hashtag love, hashtag me, and hashtag follow. Hashtags can be used for photos or videos by event, geolocation, or subject matter. But using too many hashtags can annoy users or make your company appear to be desperate for attention, so find a balance. Don't use more than 5 hashtags and keep them short and sweet. Hashtags also let you keep an eye on the conversation around your brand. As you monitor hashtags for relevant conversations, engage with users to form a relationship around the brand and to get them to take notice of the corporate presence. And number 4, engage followers. To attract more followers, you need to engage. Follow similar accounts, like, comment on pictures, and respond to comments on your own content. You should also use photos that ask questions that may engage users in order to attract a wider audience. Here are a few more quick tips. Share your followers' pictures and videos across your social platforms, including Facebook and Twitter. Embed your followers' photos and videos on your website. Comment and like followers' photos or videos and respond to comments on your posts. Use tags to promote people who showcase your products. Capitalize on Instagram's 15-second videos to create theme videos that show your brand personality or more closely resemble commercials. Post creative pictures and videos that illustrate your company's core values and brand. Post pictures or videos of the build-up to a company event or product launch, as well as the cleanup afterwards. Ask questions or use fill-in-the-blank posts. And finally, find the best time for your post by monitoring performance. Monitor all brand, sub-brand, and campaign hashtags. Brands doing Instagram well are safe at home plate and scoring points for their team. We'll talk about a few of the other favorite examples next. The small company, My Haute Closet, provides a great Instagram success story. Without Instagram, the company may not even exist. The organization reports that almost 100% of clients come from Instagram and credits the 38,000 followers for propelling the organization forward. Founder Millisand Trochet says that her success is largely due to her personal style via Instagram and making connections. Initially, Trochet received emails from followers that wanted to rid their closet of designer items that helped her identify a business opportunity. She says, "I began consigning and selling items solely through Instagram. As my following grew, I thought it time to build a dedicated online store where my followers could shop with ease and still see what's available via Instagram." Another success story, Virgin America, frequently posts pictures of surprises it gives to customers and shares snapshots of travelers during their journey or with celebrities along the way. Even the CEO, Richard Branson, gets in on the fun and posts engaging pictures. Followers of Virgin America associate the company with a brand experience that isn't provided by other airlines thanks to vehicles like Instagram. Moreover, the company frequently engages with fans and works to show that happy customers are just average, everyday people. This approach makes the airline highly successful in achieving its goals, and much of the credit goes to Instagram. Finally, the small company Required Flair uses Instagram to create relationships with current and future customers while standing out among competitors. The organization is diligent about responding to posts on Instagram to instill a sense of trust and comfort. Owner Cy De Silva, who credits much of the company's success to Instagram, says, "Because of Instagram, Required Flair is able to interact with our consumers in an unconventional way." Convincing others to add Instagram to the roster may take some time. Do the research, see if your target audience is adopting this platform, and experiment. With 200 million users to play for, Instagram can be a highly effective way to give your company a boost and promote your brand, particularly if it becomes a successful advertising channel. Yes, you heard that announcement right. In October 2013, Instagram made its first move into advertising, or sponsored photos and videos. It initially teamed up with brands that were already very active on the platform, such as Adidas, Ben & Jerry's, General Electric, Levi's, Macy's, and PayPal. More recently, TV shows, including Showtime's Ray Donovan, as well as TNT's The Last Ship, have started advertising on the platform as well. Clearly, Instagram is prepping for a profitable future as an ad revenue-generating model. Launching the initiative, Instagram said it would serve up relevant and targeted ads, much like a customer sees when they flip through their favorite magazine. It said, "Our aim is to make any advertisements you see feel as natural to Instagram as the photos and videos many of you already enjoy from your favorite brands. After all, our team doesn't just build Instagram. We use it each and every day." So before you set Instagram up to bat, invest in training and practice as much as possible. And as you move closer to adding Instagram to the marketing mix, make sure you have the right coaches to effectively implement the platform. Who knows? Instagram might help you win the business equivalent of the World Series. Why not throw the first pitch and get the game started? Your team might be the one to take it all. Thanks for listening to this podcast on Instagram. As always, keep on the lookout for future podcasts, which are all designed to help your organization succeed. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to others, please visit our website at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.